music. Money so exquisite, my bitch is so exclusive. When the time flow, when the nigga so cold, and my bitch is so exclusive, and my money so old. It's that summertime swag and money type music. Money so exquisite, my bitch is so exclusive. When the time flow, when the nigga so cold, and my bitch is so exclusive, and my money so old. Now let's defy some physics. I spit lyrics so exquisite, explicit yet uplifting. It's like a spiritual trip. So let's take a little visit up to your limit, the sky. But see, mine's is just a bit more distant. It's higher than what you might desire. I'm quite flyer like a Japanese pilot, despite the Hawaii. I'm kamikaze styling, meaning I'm fly till I'm dying. My attire conspires, avoid a sire. Might acquire a hide of iron before it retires into his empire from dying. I might as well just wear an iron. The way these ladies saying they night and shining off for one night in my confinement and time behind the hymen. Not even do I chase her, I'm just so easy to find. Man, cause I'm a high man, wise man, smelling like a weed vine. Blowing fire all the time when I'm blind. Man, over in heaven, the pine, silver haze of their kind. It's never amazing, just amazingly finds its way to me. Barely grazing the time for me to act crazily. Maybe the reason that he's so chilling, I'm freezing the feel of the easing with my greeting and cold appeal. Musically pleasing young through the seasons. Rain slow receding, still keeping the flow heated. I make it summertime. Beaches.
It's that summertime swag and money type music. Money so exquisite, my bitch is so exclusive.
When the time flow, when the nigga so cold, and my bitch is so exclusive, and my money so old.
It's that summertime swag and money type.
Alright, alright. Me. How now, brown cow? It's just juice, guys. Welcome to another episode of Heezy's World. I am back for another one. Episode 129. How are y'all doing? Y'all feeling fine? Alright, I like to rhyme. Welcome. What's up, sister? And Shiv the Beast? Shiv the Abstract. I'm sorry, can't see. Abstract. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Facebook, Instagram, all the social medias out there. All of it. Get it together here. I wasn't trying to show off my hair. But, welcome, guys. It's going to be a quick one. You know what I'm saying? The episode's already primed and ready for you guys. You know, I just had to come here and say hi to anybody that's live. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all feeling fine? What's going on? What's going on with y'all? Tell me what's happening. I'll tell me what's going on. I'll fix it. Let me know what I can do for you. I heard that I probably sound better than Music Soul Child. Did you guys watch the Verses last night? What's up, Sue? How was everybody's Valentine's Day? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody's love day. Everybody had some love or thought about love or whatever it may be. Did y'all have fun? I did. I went out to eat. And I had Chilean sea bass for the first time, guys. I have to mention this because this is a monumental time in my life. You ever eat something and it makes you realize why the world is the way it is? You know what I'm saying? Chilean sea bass. It's a fish, if you don't know what a bass is. Bass. I'm about to say something stupid like that's bass. But anyway. Chilean sea bass. I don't know where. Oh, yeah. I guess from Chile. These fish from the Lord herself or himself. I mean, himself. Sorry. I meant to say God. I'm fucking up. My bad, y'all. Welcome, man. Let me get into it. But anyway, yeah. I had some Chilean sea bass. And it makes you wonder why, you know, we be eating animals and shit. Because that joint tastes so good, it makes you want to eat more animals. Like, whoa, this tastes good? Let me eat the next thing. But that's not even what I ordered. Your love day was nice, sis. I saw. You were the first one to get Chilean sea bass. We getting the bass out here. Ba-doom-ching. Still didn't make sense because I was supposed to be a bass. But anyway. Guys, I'm feeling good. I'm just gonna say that. I was actually quite nervous to come on here for some reason. I don't even know why. But it's been a while. And yeah. But yes, I hope everybody had a good time. I forgot what I was about to say. It's live and ready right now. But yeah, I've just been thankful. I've been thankful, man. I've been thankful. I've been going. It's been a wild 2 weeks. Lots been going on. Let me reflect. Let me pull in. But yes, it's been a wild 2 weeks. A lot of shit's going down around Heezy's world. But, you know, right now it's all at a halt. Bass for that ass. But yes, it's all at a halt right now with all the bullshit. You know what's some bullshit, though? Football's over. Did you guys see the Super Bowl? And the halftime show? Whoop, whoop. Shit was awesome. Great halftime show. Great game. But they got to get these penalties together, man. You know what? At least in the Super Bowl, review penalties. Or review plays. I don't know. We have the technology. So the Bengals lost. Okay? I'm an underdog person, but the Bengals was good enough not to be underdogs. But anyway, it was a good game. Good football game. And it wasn't too many penalties, but they missed a big face mask in the beginning. But it was pretty slick. So, you know, give the player credit. They be doing some shit out there. You know, not everything can be seen. They know these referees are just humans. And I guess that's what makes that's the nature of the game. We can't start using cameras and shit, because then, you know, it's supposed to be, I guess that's part of the game, for it to be like, oh, that was some bullshit. Like that Green Bay Packers touchdown that y'all got on the Seahawks that one time. Remember that shit, Sue? Or maybe it was the other way around. But it was a lot of stupid stuff that's been happening in the league. But they put on a hell of a show last Sunday. And yes, my man Eminem and the rest of them got it in. It was like most of my favorite rappers. Eminem and Kendrick are my top favorite rappers. And Dr. Dre is top favorite producer. And Snoop Dogg is just a legend. Top legend. You know what I'm saying? He up there with Bob Marley. And yeah. There's a lot I talked about in the episode that you won't hear tonight. You know what I'm saying? I talked about a lot of things. A lot of Snoop Dogg, for real, for real. And yeah, a whole lot of stuff. It was kind of crazy. I didn't even know why I was talking about those things, but I talked about them. But tune in. You gotta look at it and see what's going on. But yeah, great show. Football is over, so it's like a weird time right now. This is literally the time where you have to go out and party and get drunk, because it's gonna be a dreary ass rest of the year until summer starts. So 2 more months. It's like, nah, spring is about to start. Everything's about to be good. It's been a good year so far, you know, despise all the bullshit, accept all the bullshit. The fucking verbiage has gone down lately. Like, my thesaurus isn't clicking. The smoothness of my words is not hitting at all cylinders for some reason. I don't understand. I'm watching too much TV, y'all, so let me tell y'all. I'm watching Sons of Anarchy. Oh my god. If you don't want to watch that show, and you don't want to watch that show, I get it. It's a lot of violence. It stresses you out. It's depressing, like most TV is. I don't know why we watch half the shit we watch. There's literally no happy TV out there, except maybe comedy. But I haven't been watching. I need to get on Abbott Elementary. But let me focus on what I'm talking about here. I'm on the 6th season. I just finished the 6th season. I'm on the last season of Sons of Anarchy. I've been talking about this shit for weeks. I've been spreading it out because that shit is depressing as hell. It makes you go. It makes you. Your gears grind and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But And I watch Attack on Titan. Matter of fact, let's talk about all the shows I didn't watch since we've been gone. Since I've been gone for the first time. But yeah, I worked out today too, guys. I feel good about that. Feel really good about that. Did a whole workout, a whole 2-hour workout. Of course, I was on my phone half the time. Well, a quarter of the time, still. It felt good. It felt like the summer body might activate this year. Level 5 Heezy erupts. You guys don't know about the levels. Anyway, let me go. I'm going off in a rant here. What was I about to say? and my memory is shot. Telling y'all how broken down I am. But yeah, the shows. Okay. Boba Fett. I don't know what the hell happened with the Mandalorian being on the last two episodes. And then the stupid ass gunfight. Like I don't like westerns. I guess they tried to copy the what's that movie that just came out? Jay-Z co-produced or whatever. It felt like that, but worse. At the end of Boba Fett. And I was just like, where the lightsabers at? Why is Star Wars doing this? Star Wars is slipping and sliding down a slippery lane. But yeah, just like DaBaby and Danny Lay's boyfriend. It's fucked up. I don't know that guy's name. It's so messed up. And I heard he sued him. I talked about this on the rest of my podcast. But come on, son. As far as my friends tell me, he said it's on site. Those are, you know, in the black community, those are words that you cannot take back. Until said site was on. Ugh. But yeah, man, I watched too much TV, but I started working out. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm offsetting the bullshit. I wish there was a time where I could just do all good things, but I don't think that's humanly possible. If one of you are doing good things at all times, please reach out to me and let me know how crazy you are. But no, seriously, I understand now what people say. It's hard to work out, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you gotta feel good to wanna do good sometimes. Not do good, I don't mean like you can't go around pushing old ladies and shit, you know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, just saying, like, you gotta feel good to wanna work out. You gotta, you know, we need all this other shit, you know what I'm saying? My dad would have a fucking fit if he knew how much Americans really thought. Americans really bitched about the shit we go through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there is real shit going on, but there's also some fuck shit. Define good. I don't even know what I was saying about good. Come on, don't distract me. I mean, keep talking, but don't distract me. I'm easily distracted. Yeah, man, I gotta work on shit like that. Like, what? How do you do that? Like, what? I'm frazzled. I think anybody with social media brain is frazzled in that way. You can't focus on one thing. And I used to multitask like a mug. And I'm just, one day I was like, I don't multitask anymore. I'm a bad multitasker. Don't ask me to multitask or you want me to do a bad job. Now, not to say that I don't do a good job multitasking the things I need to do, but all I'm saying is that just don't mess with me. Let's have fun. Yeah, man, I've been going to the club and shit. I've been getting drunk as shit lately, man. Like, I mean, not even like alcoholic. Well, you know, on the days that I drink, yeah, it's alcoholic level. But, you know, I've been really on moderation mode right now, doing everything. But, yeah. I don't know, man. How do you focus on shit? You are older, bro. Yeah, I'm getting older. I know. That shit is... I see what they're saying. I refuse to let it defeat me, okay? What was that line by Eminem? I forgot, but he said something about Father Time and he's fighting me. Man, shit. I ain't got time for that shit. That shit is a rude awakening. I'm barely staying awake right now. Oh, God. But yeah. I don't know, man. I was talking to some... I can't remember what I was talking to this about. I can't remember. I'm sorry, dude. Somebody was saying, like, 50 is a new, like, it's a new life when you turn 50. And I just can't imagine, you know. I'm 30. I'm in the middle of my 30s. Can't imagine getting to 40 and going through that, yet alone getting to 50 and going through that. No offense to anybody going through the struggle or going through the beautiful life that is life. But, you know, it's just, you know. I mean, I've always knew. I've always prepared. Like, I'm really not worried. Shit, I look good and I feel good. Ah, shit. But, yeah. I don't know. It's just work to stay alive and shit. Like, why? Who mapped this shit out? I'm not drinking, guys. Just juice. Orange, peach, and pineapple. Very vitamin C-ish. But yeah, let me stop bullshitting around here. That's all I really had to say to y'all. And, oh, I don't like talking about people personally, but you know, sometimes I walk around with a face that looks not like this right now. Presentable and happy. I look mean sometimes, and sometimes I don't even feel mean. Or sometimes maybe I am just feeling mean, but I seen somebody angrier than me. And I was like, damn, that's what I look like. Or that's what I can look like. And I was like, all right, so smiles from here. Now, this shit might not last long, but... Or, probably got to work some things out between us because I should be smiling. But I don't know. That's just, I don't know. When you meet somebody angrier than you, it kind of changes your fucking life around. Person's not even that bad of a person, but you know. Shit. Just look mean. But yeah, I don't know. I needed that. It made me feel like, you know, I had my message that I had to send to people with my mean face. You know, I had to go, like, I'm trying to fight looking all like that and shit. And, you know, trying to be a good source of person, a quality person to all people. And, you know, you can't be like that. And, I don't know. Sometimes it's just your time. You got to go through shit. I mean, you can't control shit as much as you want to control shit. You know, just, I think it's important to know people's hearts. Because your heart, when your heart's in the right place, you know, you can't go wrong. I mean, people might treat you wrong, but you know, I mean, you know, and then, you know, I don't know, because that's scary too. Like, I'm watching Sons of Anarchy has a lot of that shit, you know, people, your heart's in the right place, but then people think you're lying, doing shit behind their back, which they are doing at the same time. So it's like, you know, it's a whole bunch of fucking liars. I'll tell you, that show is a bunch of fucking liars. If you can't take liars, please don't watch that show. Because I can't take liars, I'm barely holding on. But, yeah, I forgot what I was even saying. Rest in bitch face. Yep, RBF. My RBF was on big mode for a while in certain areas of my life. You got that too. I heard. Not around me. He's always smiling around me. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm just thankful to have a working mind. And everything is good. I had a good Valentine's Day, you know, with the love of my life. I know you guys know I'm a wild motor scooter out here, but you know, you guys don't see everything. Sometimes I'm like Kanye. Let's talk about Kanye. I didn't even have that in my show, and like people are having fun with this as they should. And I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, we do not know. But some people are very definitive on how they talk about these stars that they think they know, unless you know them. But I doubt it. And I'm sure I talk like that all the time, too, about, I don't know. It's just how we talk, I suppose. But it's like, some of it is, it gets to a level where it's like, okay. Nobody's trying to make you cry. Like, Kanye's shit going on with Kim. How do y'all feel about it? Because, you know, some people think it's a serious issue going on. Some people think it's, Kanye's fucking hilarious, which I think. He is fucking hilarious. But some people think it's a dangerous game, like Kim said in that text. I mean, I'm not trying to make a mockery of what's going on. I don't want nobody to get hurt. But, you know, it's like a drama. And I've said this in the rest of my... In the podcast after, which you'll hear if you listen to the whole thing. You know, he has a fucking documentary on Netflix right now that I'm going to try to check out at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, be public. Make some publicity. And if it's real, oh, he's doing too much. And you're supposed to fight for your marriage. Okay. Well, y'all think it's real. I mean, in the sense, I do think it's real. And I do remember being heartbroken. And I am somewhat of a seemingly cold-hearted person. I don't get back. I don't go back where it's for real. And I don't let people see me sweat too much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't really play those type of games. But, you know, I hurt like that, and I get it. And I get, you know, sometimes either the bed full of roses or a truck bed full of roses and shit. And I don't know. And broke up with Julia Fox, and I don't know. Calling Pete Skeet, which is very fitting and hilarious. I don't know I just hope everybody's all right. You know what I'm saying? It is a public, you have like a billion people watching you probably. And I, you know, people are stupid. Probably will try to hurt people because they are fucking with their favorite star, or think they're fucking with their favorite star. You know what I'm saying? I just saw something somewhere, and the person was like, "This shit Kanye's doing is just triggering. This is how all men get when they don't get their way." And I'm just like, "Oh my fucking goodness!" I mean, and it could be true. Some part of that could be true. I have to. I like to think both ways. You know what I'm saying? With the girlfriend, though. Well, it's an ex, yeah. But I don't know, man. I think the real shit is going on behind the scenes and the play shit. You know, I don't know. I guess it's not a game to the people playing. Some of the people playing. So, you know, that's the point of it all. And I don't know. You gotta let go. Man, matter of fact, I'm about to be on a panel about this shit. Like, for a girl's book. Which I agree with the sentiment. Like, I miss you, but fuck you. I think that's what it's called. Or I love you, but fuck you. Or I miss you, but fuck you. Essentially saying, y'all gotta let go of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have. Well, you have no control if shit goes bad. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta do your best. Your best is not done. Your heart's in the right place. That's what I'm saying. You gotta remember that your heart, if your heart is in the right place, you can never be wrong. And you have to kind of be happy about the people who treat you wrong, because you are never in the wrong place. You know, you get into shit, you know, you do your best to stay peaceful about it. You know, sometimes you gotta smack a motherfucker, but you know, you did your best. But do your best, though. Some people are like, I did my best. Fuck this motherfucker. He's definitely a Gemini. And Kanye is smart as fuck and a billionaire. Those are all true situations. Kanye doing too much. You know, I don't, you know. Yeah. You got to think of it from both sides. So, you know what I'm saying? We're not the woman. We don't know how it feels to, like, if she actually doesn't fuck with him, she probably wants to be left alone. She wants no attention from the media, especially from a media queen as she is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving her the credit. That's just what she, well, I guess I am giving her the credit. But that's what she does. So, but it, I think it helps. Nope, every bad publicity is still good publicity. So it's like, you can't be too mad. Like, that's why I feel like everything's safe. But what do I know? Like, what do we all know? This whole mental health thing, like, I know I've been seeing a wave of people actually feeling like Kanye lately. I know we all, you know, Kanye, you know, slavery was a choice, and what was that album? One of them albums, I Am a God was on. Some good tracks, but, but. I don't know. It's just funny. I don't spend too much care about any of this, but yeah. I mean, I hope he's all right. I think it's something that I. What if somebody was fucking with you? You have to fuck with them back. Like, imagine if a man really stole your wife, you know, in some type of slick ass, snake ass way. You know, you had to. Yeah, it's just some part of you has to. You're gonna get back. This could be actual get back, but I'm not even in that lane. Y'all seem to be there. But you know, hey, I guess I'll do a little prayer for Kanye and Kim. But Kanye was at the Super Bowl with the kids. I don't know. I don't care for real. Anyway. That's pretty much all I had, but I'm not trying to cut off here. I'm just my brain just frazzled by all this Kanye shit. Complaining with Pete the Street Meat. Oh yeah, I did hear about that rumor. I heard Pete is packing. Pushing P. I don't even know what pushing P means. Can somebody tell me what that means? We can find out here on episode 129. A 9 looks like a P. What does pushing P mean? I know what, so Zaliki, you did explain it. I don't know what the hell that shit means, but I'm not using that term. It can't be that good. It can't be that popular. Did I talk about the COVID restrictions? I didn't know there was COVID restrictions in D.C. I don't know if I talked about this. But, yeah. But it's about to end in like a week, though. So it's kind of funny. Keep it play. It's from the Bay Area. Oh. Okay. Hey, go ahead. I've seen that one. Basically, when two men try to make their buttholes touch. Now, see, that's the shit that be confusing me. It was another one where two men try to pee the furthest or some shit like that. I don't know. There's so much stupid shit going on. I'm not even trying to engage. You know what I'm saying? Keep it player, though. See? Soup's always got his ear to the streets. appreciate the shout out, too, sir. And yeah. Man, I ain't got much else to say. Y'all check out the rest of my episode, you know. And now I'm starting to miss it. Had a good time here. With my sisters and my bro there, my bro Hamathan. And I hope all of y'all are really doing well, you know what I'm saying? I don't really check up on people much. You know what I'm saying? I got to remind people that I'm all about fun, man. I just want to have some fun. And we can talk during the fun. I know it's not the best time to talk. But I don't know. More people got to accept that about me. But, yeah. Check out the rest of the episode. I'm streaming on all platforms. Okay? Spotify. Okay? Shout out to Spotify for not canceling people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say shout out to Joe Rogan. I'm just saying shout out to Spotify for not censorship. For no censorship. I talked about that later in the episode. Alright? Talked about the metaverse. Talked about Black History Month. I talked about weird shit they do in the hospital. But yeah, check me out, man, and share it to your friends, and yeah! I'll see y'all later. I love y'all, and have a great night. That's how we do it on this pod. Good night. What time is it? Black History time! But yes, you guys have noticed I've been away. Because if you didn't notice, I am black, guys. I mean, I know we like to separate. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody black, for real, for real. But, you know, I'm not going to go that far, that deep, and try to get into that fucking stratosphere of ignorance. But anyway, or maybe I'm the ignorant one. However, I love myself. But anyway, it's that time, y'all. Black History Month is here once again, and I decided to take off. You know what I'm saying? Why do I need to be working? Okay? But yeah, I've been recharging like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's been a Valentine's Super Bowl filled week, and I'm just getting back to it. You know what I'm saying? I've been off. You know, football's over. That's sad as fuck. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to do for the next 7 or 8 months? Like, that's wild. 6, 7 months. That's cool. But yeah, man, let's talk about it. It's been a crazy couple of weeks since I've been gone. I mean, we had crack pipes being given out. I do want to clarify on that. I was a bit surprised and amazed. But apparently, the Biden administration is trying to curb the drug addiction pandemic, or endemic, whatever you want to call it. It's longer than this stupid-ass pandemic that we got going on, which looks like it's about to end soon, but let me not get my hopes up. But yeah, man. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to fit that into the Black History segment, but, you know, it was a crack epidemic at one point, and I feel like that was a direct connection to the harming of black folks. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know how to put it, but I just know we cannot forget our history. I might not understand all the history, but I know that there are some wild people on this earth that don't want people to be comfortable. And that's cool. You know, it's not cool, but you know, people gonna be fools. Fools gonna fool, bro. And they still are to this day. But yeah, shit still ain't right with this country. You know what I'm saying? The black movement has come so far. We fight, you know what I'm saying, through this tragic history of America and the tragic history of the world. You know what I'm saying? I would love to find a place on this earth that doesn't have a whole bunch of pillaging and murder and rape that started off their world, their society. But it's so true, guys. I don't want you guys to forget, because it makes today look like greatness. You know what I'm saying? Make America great again. It was already great. But no, I don't know what I'm talking about there. But essentially, guys, yeah. It's been a wild one. It's been a wild year. This COVID shit's still going on. But yeah. So, Black History shout-outs. Let me start with that, okay? Snoop Dogg, okay? Just performed in a Super Bowl. His first time, I believe. And hip-hop took over the Super Bowl for the first time. You know, you had Eminem, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, Dr. Dre, and Kendrick Lamar. All black people, including the first person I said. Do not forget it. Who also took a knee, which was also a thing that we need to pay attention to. Eminem, he took a knee for about 30 seconds while the music was still playing. NFL said, "You can't do that, M." M said, "I'm me," backwards, which is M, which is also me. But anyway, yeah, we shall not forget Mr. Colin Kaepernick, okay? First black man to stand up against the, make a dent in what the NFL is trying to ignore. As far as I understand, that's the biggest dent that I've seen. But there's still shit going on. I mean, Brian Flores, Hugh Jackson, they're talking about how they've been mistreated as coaches. You know, the highest tenure of office on a football team. You know, not the president and such, but you know, the coach. The coach is high. Should be treated with utmost respect. I mean, I guess if you think about it, they're coming into a business and they're treated as a manager, and if the manager has to act accordingly. So now that I think about it that way, I'm feeling pretty, okay. I see why the NFL does what the fuck it wants. But no, it's not cool. It's not proper. But, yeah. So, yes, the racial equality, they're promoting that shit. But is it equal? Let's just keep a microscope on Brian Flores, who has an active, as far as I understand, I'm probably 2 weeks late by now, but an active lawsuit against the NFL, the Giants, the Dolphins, and I think another team or something like that, about racial inequality, trying to get a new job. Can't even, the Rooney Rule not even working. Like, what's going on here? But anyway, you guys might not know about that shit, but I'm not going to dwell too much. Just know that the NFL be on this bullshit, but I love football, and that's the only football system that seems to acquire my eyes. Go Commanders. Also in Black History News, the first black woman to win gold in solo speed skating event was named Erin Jackson. Let's look into that article real quick, shall we? Oh, yay, yay. Okay. 29 years old has made history becoming the first black woman to win gold in a solo speed skating event at the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Team USA reported she performed the women's 500-meter event with a time of 37.04 seconds, coming in just 0.08 seconds ahead of Japan's Miho Takagi. Takagi. Ha, take that, Takagi. I cried immediately, she said. It was just a big release of emotion. A lot of shock, a lot of relief, and a lot of happiness. I haven't fully processed everything quite yet, but it just feels amazing, Jackson told reporters. She had a little misstep on the backstrokes, but I just tried to, I wouldn't say recover, but it wasn't anything big, but just tried to continue skating. That's what's up, y'all. I want to go skating sometime. I used to like that shit. I haven't been, what is this? What kind of sport is this? solo speed skating event. Well, I want to go snow. What is the shit when you have the little things in your hands and you, the little things for your feet? I am not reading enough books lately because I am forgetting words. But, yeah, skiing. I want to ski. One day. But there was someone before. There was somebody I wanted to mention here. Oh, this is also the first speed skating gold for a U.S. woman since Bonnie Blair in 1994. So that's what's up. All right, moving on from that. Because it's never what it seems. All right. India RE. this is what I wrote down, y'all. Come on. Call me creative. Call me amazing. I don't know. I am funny. But India RE Nick. Now, you guys know with Joe Rogan, you know, it was a big montage of the N-word going around that he was the solo star of. About a minute long video. It was very cringeworthy. Him using the N-word so blatantly. And he went on under a lot of hassle. Like, Joe Rogan's been getting it from this way, that way, every way. And rightfully so. You know, as far as the N-word goes. You know what I'm saying? Nigga? Nigga? But, yeah, man, he can't be doing that. Should know better than that. I mean, you know, it's old shit. I'm a fan of the Joe Rogan podcast. However, I haven't listened to it in maybe like a year or so. Just because I don't like mainstream shit. Like, I don't want to listen to what everybody listens to. I just want to hear what I want to hear. One of my favorite podcasts is when he did one with Kevin Hart. And I realized Kevin Hart kind of had the same philosophy I do about life. And I forgot what the hell was said, but basically just playing the game. You know what I'm saying? But check it out on your own time. But I don't know. Some of you guys might cancel Joe Rogan for the N-word. Maybe for the COVID. He's mostly being tarnished because of the COVID misinformation, in quotations here. Yeah. So I just feel like he's just getting it at all angles. And this was just a plus for everybody that's trying to take him down. On both sides. But I want to point back to India RE, who basically reneged how she felt. She basically, so they had like Neil Diamond and some other woman try to drop from Spotify. And, you know, they did. I don't know if it took a hit or it helped. I don't know. But Spotify is sticking with Joe Rogan, which I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like how that Alex guy that was, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, sometimes you just want to be entertained by words. That's pretty much all it is sometimes. We can listen to what the fuck we want to listen to. But anyway, focus back on India RE. She came at his head for that video. I think she even put it up. But she double backed. And everybody's pissed now. I'll just let you hear what she said.
I did think he did a fine job with his apology. He said a lot of the things I would want to hear someone say. The thing that stuck out for me most was when he said, "It's not my word to use."
Right.
And I think change behavior is what we're really looking for. If it went all the way to allyship, that would be wonderful. But also, change behavior would be wonderful too.
So essentially, guys, you know, I'm not on the side of canceling Joe Rogan. You know what I'm saying? I do not accept or am fond of what he did. But he seems like a decent guy, just by his words alone. I don't know him. Just like none of you guys know anybody. Like Kanye and Kim Kardashian, thinking y'all know what's going on with them. The boy got a Netflix series out. Why wouldn't he act up? He does his advertisement on his own. He doesn't need to pay money for that shit. This is great advertising. You guys need to pay attention and stop thinking y'all know every fucking thing. All right? And I'm only talking to a few people. Because I'm irritated by some people thinking they know everything. Like, the people that irritate me are the ones, and you know, how do I put it? I've been lucky in life, okay? I haven't been traumatized by much. But some of you have, by men, by relationships, or you know, I don't mean to be one-sided, but relationships, marriages, just the respect and disrespect from others can be a trigger. You know what I'm saying? So this shit going on with Kanye, Skeet, and Kim, you know what I'm saying? Like, it may trigger some people. And I've seen a woman triggered on the internet, a friend, a Facebook friend of mine. And I'm just like, bitch, I mean, I'm sorry, that slipped out. But it's more like, yo, you don't know what's going on. But, you know, I feel sorry for whatever she's been through. But it's just, you know, I just want to be able to, I don't like when people are not accepted and canceled and shit like that. It doesn't make sense. We're all human, okay? No matter what race or creed or culture or whatever the fuck, we all deserve to be here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now people do some shit that would make you think they shouldn't be here, but, you know, Lord, please, karma them. And help those that they hurt. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he's a decent guy. I'm going to go ahead and say this and, you know, he kind of influenced my podcast. Matter of fact, I don't have a black podcast that influenced me to podcast, actually. I listen to Bill Burr's podcast, and I listen to, Breakfast Club, I suppose. But, you know, solo people, you know what I'm saying? So those are the two podcasts that really got me going. But I give more credit to Bill Burr, who I guess is a better white man than Joe Rogan. But at the end of the day, you guys love Dave Chappelle, right? And I think Dave Chappelle accepts Joe Rogan. And it's me talking about stars that I have known nothing about. You know what I'm saying? But those comedians have a special bond. And if they have a bond, then I would love to bond with them. And I am also an aspiring comedian. You know, very unfunny sometimes. But, you know, I'm working on it. Or, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Not be so offensive and dumb and ignorant and triggering, you know? But that's part of comedy sometimes. So, everybody shut the fuck up. But yeah, just stop the hate, y'all. That's all I got to say. Na, 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 na. All right, also, in other Black History news... I hate to do this. I'm making a mockery of Black history right now. But, I mean, you know, hey, I'm shouting out everybody black. Fuck it. But DaBaby and Danny Lay's brother, who doesn't have a name, apparently, he's suing DaBaby. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the slip and slide contest at that bowling alley they was having when DaBaby and Danny Lay's brother were competing and apparently didn't like the way they slipped and slided on each other. And now Danny Lay's brother is suing after, and I believe I can quote him correctly, it's on site. That's what my friends are telling me he said to DaBaby. DaBaby killed somebody, y'all. Don't fuck with DaBaby. Like, what are y'all doing? What's wrong with y'all? I was just talking about Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle told y'all what he did. He's not to be fucked with. This man had made it through bashing a woman on live Instagram with a child. With a child! I'm with child. He talked about AIDS, people with AIDS. He talked about the gay community. You talk about women in the gay community? You can't live. Maybe he hasn't gone against the main power, but I don't know, man. That boy is untouchable. I wouldn't fuck with him. I think Danny Lay needs to realize that's his family. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of baby dads out there that you gotta learn to live with, everybody, okay? Children have to be made. You know what I'm saying? We need to progress the human race, okay? Unfortunately, there's a lack of quality. And, you know, we just need awareness about it. You know what I'm saying? You hear me talking about it, you're like, that's not gonna be me. And you're gonna do better, right? Easy's World Podcast on all streaming platforms. Well, damn, how did I forget to mention more Black History news? But yes, I wanted to start off by saying Snoop Dogg acquired Death Row Records. Okay, founded in the early 1990s by Dr. Dre, Suge Knight, Dick Griffey, and the DOC. Isn't that a paradox? Shout out to Eminem. Pair of docs or a pair of docs. Come on, catch up. Come on. But yeah, he acquired Death Row Records, man. Suge Knight's still in jail, right? So, you know. Well, I don't even know what's going on with Suge Knight. I ain't gonna worry. I don't even want to talk about that fool because I don't want no problems. He's a scary dude. One of the scariest real people I've ever heard of. Except for, you know, the regular criminals out there. But, yeah. So, February 13th. Wait. He already did. Wait, Snoop Dogg has a new album out? So, basically, it says February 13th, Snoop Dogg released his next studio album, B-O-D-R, Back on Death Row. Let me see about that, because I didn't know. Here it is. Oh, shit. Well, would you look at that? Na, 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 na. Yeah, I've been singing this Weeknd song. I mean, the Weeknd album is lit, man. It's kind of weird, but it's lit. I like it. I like all the Weeknd's music, man. I am the Weeknd. Even on the weekday. But yeah, shout out to him. And since we're on the subject of Snoop and his greatness, let's go ahead and talk about House Bill. House Bill. 837. I'm going to need y'all to vote yes on that, okay? In November, Marylanders may get the chance to vote in November on whether to legalize marijuana for adults' recreational use. A new bill in the Maryland House of Delegates specifies a framework of what legalization would entail. House Bill 837, sponsored by Judiciary Committee Chair Luke Klippinger, a Democrat from Baltimore, was introduced Thursday as a companion to House Bill 1, which would allow voters to vote in November whether to legalize marijuana for adults 21 and over, effective July 1st, 2023. So if you guys, you know, believe in Snoop, because I feel like Snoop is the damn mascot for weed, and the boy is aging gracefully and more success. They used to say stupid shit like it deters your willingness to imagine or create. You know what I'm saying? They used to say the shit was a dumbing down of humans. I cannot believe it. You know? But I know it does great things for people. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everybody need to chill the fuck out. And let people, whoever don't like the shit, need to let people who like the shit do what they want. But I mean, you know, I understand. Nobody wants to walk into a cloud of shit and then, you know, fucking pass out. Like these, what was it? I had an article about, postal staff in the UK. It was an Instagram user who reportedly said they collected employees from work as they were too high. Postal workers are being investigated over claims that they ate weed brownies on duty. So essentially, some postal workers in the UK, they're being investigated right now. They were caught on Instagram. Come on, you guys got to stop putting that shit on Instagram. Everything on Instagram. You know, you can just record shit and send it to your family. But then they'll probably put it on Instagram. You know, it's a crazy world we live in. Just got to deal with it. But, yeah. So, basically, they had a package that didn't have a delivery address or a return address. And the place where it went was delivered didn't... it was empty. They went there. Was nobody there. So, somebody opened up the package. A couple people ate it. And they were unable to move. They were staggering around. They were not doing work. And I know I just said that it's hard. People used to say that you can't do things under the effects of marijuana. But let's just remember Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. Okay? And Michael Phelps. American gold Olympic winner. But yes, yeah, man. I don't mess with edibles, you know what I'm saying? Cause that shit's scary. I mean, they don't work for real. Sometimes, most of the time, they don't work. But, you know, they scare me because you never know who the fuck is packing the punch. You know what I'm talking about? I'm okay with spike punch, but spike food, whoo, that could be a different route. Huh. But yeah. House Bill 837, y'all. Get out there and pew! Go vote. More Snoop news. I keep forgetting. This is why I pre-record sometimes, guy. Well, this is why I've started to pre-record. Because I am short. I got to get this memory in order. Or I need to do some organizing a little bit in this podcasting world. But yeah, man. I told you he bought Death Row Records. And around the same time, a woman claimed Snoop Dogg forced oral sex on her back in 2013. The rapper says the woman filed suit on the heels of the Super Bowl where Snoop is performing. Where Snoop performed. This is the old article. Woman who only identified as Jane Doe claims on May 29, 2013, she attended one of Snoop's shows in Anaheim, California. After the show, the woman said Bishop Don Juan basically took her home. She fell asleep and they arrived. Not arrived at her home, but at Bishop's. I mean, did you ask him? Did you tell him to take you home? Why would you get in a... you know, I'm not trying to be one of those guys that say the wrong things, but you know. She says... So a lot of shit went down. You know, some oral sex was forced on her, apparently by Bishop Don Juan and Snoop. But both of them have... Well, Snoop denies the entire story. Say it's in a pack of lies. Posted an image on his Instagram calling her a gold digger. The woman demanded just shy of $10 million. That demand was rejected. And yeah, man, like, remember Bill Cosby went to hold jail when we thought he was going to buy CBS? Let's not forget. There were rumors going around that he was going to buy CBS. Can you imagine CBS being black owned? I don't think it's black owned right now. I'm not even going to research it, but I don't think it is. Okay? I want to tell you how my brain works. Like, the first thing that came to my mind when I thought CBS was Jim Nance. I don't know if that's a football commentary or a news commentary, but Jim Nance, okay? Let's get some. If Bill Cosby was running CBS, it would be like Jim Brown. But yeah, more disturbing news to talk about, guys. The good old metaverse and meta rape. That sounds fucking crazy, right? Now, I don't want to trigger nobody. Like I said, shit happens. People who have went through the shit, trauma, all that shit. Trauma alert, trauma, trigger warning, whatever the fuck I need to say to make sure you click off if you're very sensitive. Damn, am I getting like that? I need to not give a fuck. But you know, I care so much. It's the heart of mine that, you know, won't let the soft get hard, you know? That might be taken the wrong way, but I'm trying to say that I ain't trying to make nobody cry or get mad or sad. You know what I'm saying? But yes, sexual assault in the metaverse. Woman alleges she was gang raped within 60 seconds of joining the virtual world. 60 seconds into online gaming. 60 seconds. How does that work? I get on GTA. Nobody even knows I'm there. It does say Heezy has entered, but... Well... I guess that's what happens. And excuse my laughs. I laugh at everything. I need you guys to understand. I know how serious this is for some of you. But there is a lot of jokes that can be made. I'm not sure if I will make them, but stay tuned. So a UK woman is speaking out after a horrific encounter she said she experienced after joining the metaverse. The metaverse is a 3D virtual world which simulates real life. Okay, think Roblox, think GTA. This has been in the works for a long time, guys. The metaverse might be something. I think it's late, but Zuckerberg think it's going to generate another $1 billion. And we'll see. I can't wait to get it. There's tools out there. There's like VR headsets. There's like eyeball tracking movements. There's haptic gloves where you can feel shit and maybe a haptic suit. Matter of fact, what was I just watching? It was a movie. Was it Gamer or something? I don't know. It was some kid. He basically had it was a virtual world and shit transferred in the outside. I don't know. But, you know, pay attention. But yes, Nina Jane Patel, who serves as vice president of, oh Lord, she's a fucking employee. Y'all done fucked up. who serves as vice president of metaverse research at an immersive technology firm, says she was sexually harassed and virtually gang raped by other users in the virtual game Horizon Worlds, developed by Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Within 60 seconds of joining, she wrote in a Medium blog post, I was verbally and sexually harassed by 3-4 male avatars with male voices, essentially, but virtually gang raped my avatar and took photos. The woman then described how she witnessed her avatar being assaulted by a group of male avatars who sent her messages like, don't pretend you didn't love it. A horrible experience that happened so fast, and before I could even think about putting the safety barrier in place, I froze. She added, it was surreal. It was a nightmare, she said. She promptly ripped off her headphones to end the encounter and is having anxiety ever since. I got that from Baller Alert. There's more articles out there. I wanted to talk about that a couple weeks ago. It's interesting. You know, I'm going to read some of the comments, okay? Because they're not mine, okay? Because, and you know, we're in... Yo, bear with me as I read these comments, okay? These are comments. I'm not putting my own comments here. I'm reading the comments. Where the fuck was the Meta police? Says purrs.tmj. Turn it off, maybe. LMFAO. No Limit Mac. All she had to do was log out, Kelly Quay. Next time, close the computer, girl. It's Ruby Rosa. Yo, she gonna press virtual charges? This shit going too far. Res the God. Feels like a Black Mirror episode. Sure does. I'm speechless. Half y'all would never survive an online lobby of any popular video game. People have never known how to act online. Never. And I've been playing games online since SOCOM on PS2. Damn, I remember that shit. Michael Organic says. So this is the type of stuff we're going to be dealing with in the future. Falana03 says. Yo, wow. You know, I don't know what to say. But, I mean, apparently there's been a fixture to it. A personal boundary feature was added to Facebook. Basically, the new personal boundary feature will prevent other users from invading your avatar's personal space. That way, if someone is too close to an avatar, the system will remove any forward movement from the avatar. Meta says if someone tries to enter your personal boundary, the system will halt their forward movement as they reach the boundary. We believe personal boundary is a powerful example of how VR has the potential to help people interact comfortably. The feature will reportedly kick users away if they are within 4 feet of your personal boundary. Honestly, and you know what? I want to get the metaverse to have sex on it. I'm not even going to lie to you. Just to see what it feels like. You know, I got to find a willing... Of course, with a willing participant. Online participant. My girl, supposedly. Surely. You know, it's just... I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's something that I want to try. It was never in my mind until, you know, this creation of this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want to do things. I want to fly a fucking, you know, this hang glide. There's things I want to do that I probably won't do in real life. Like climb a mountain, hang glide, or what is it, skydive? Whatever the fuck. All that shit in the air. Everything in the air I want to do online, in the metaverse, or GTA. Well, I do it now on GTA. You should see me. I'm always jumping out of shit. And I literally get scared before I hit the ground. It's scary as fuck. I'm scared of heights. But yeah. Shout out to the metaverse. Hopefully things go okay. Now, I remember seeing I talked about Roblox and how they had like gang violence on Roblox. Like people were getting shot up. I'm sure rape was on there too. I mean, you know, people are wild. People are wild. A lot of people, like, I saw a tweet today that said, you know how people are disrespectful on the internet. So basically somebody put it into a great tweet. Basically, this is definitely a Twitter personality, which is a real thing these days, because people, for some reason, would never say the things they say online in person. Because most of the time, people are fucking shy. Like, I literally don't like that shit. I literally don't like how shy people are. I mean, I'm shy, too. It's the shy people that make me shy, and I guess I get shy around them. So it's like, it's a double negative, and it's swarming the world. Okay, can somebody positive brighten up this bitch and help me out so I can fix it the rest with you? I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't like how not open we are. But, Yeah, man. I also want to say, this is switching the subject here. I don't think I have anything else about meta shit. Well, let me go ahead and talk about the Biden administration still. Or back to the Biden administration. How these motherfuckers, the Department of Homeland Security, adds terrorist advisory saying Americans expressing concerns of election fraud or COVID-19 restrictions and 5G, you know, basically just go against what's coming. You might be on a terrorist threat. You might be a terrorist threat, a domestic terrorist threat. I sometimes talk like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a slippery slope. Doing the vaccines, making it mandatory, that was a slippery slope. This is even more of a slippery slope. The canceling of people online and, like, people from talking. Like, Alex, what's the dude's name? Alex Brown? I forgot his name. The guy that be talking a lot of crazy shit is a white guy who has a toupee or something like that. He was the first right-wingist or whatever the fuck you want to call them type people. You know, the censorship, the restrictions, the mandates, these are all slippery slopes. You know what I'm saying? A point towards less freedom. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and there's people on each side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always, lately, the new way to handle this COVID disparation, that's not even a word, I don't think. But anyway, the way to handle this now in the best way, guys, is realizing that the way you feel, if you feel strongly about it, somebody else feels strongly about it just like you. And like I said, we just got to be open and accepting. I understand it's life or death for some people, you know, but have faith, man. What the fuck? There's another level to this shit. We don't just have the earth. We don't just have a world. It's got to be something else, right? Come on, guys. Enjoy this shit. If you don't enjoy it, you have the next level. But I don't want to coerce anybody to going to the next level. But yeah, I don't know, guys. 2020, we was all in the streets when, you know, the bullshit was going on, you know. Do they want that again? And who's left? Who is left? Because I don't know who's on what side anymore. It's easier to deal with racism than it is to deal with all this other shit going on. Because some of it is clear and cut. I don't know. It's really scary. But hopefully it's all for safety. You know what I'm saying? Misinformation. You know, people have drank bleach. You know what I'm saying? People have injected, you know, taken borax baths to get rid of the COVID vaccine in their body. People have done a lot of stupid ass shit based on shit they hear. I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt. I guess that's what everybody should do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what that saying means. Because a grain of salt is pretty much nothing. You need at least 15 milligrams. But lower your salt intake, because that is important as well, guys. All right, what's next here? Well, you know what? I will save this for the live, and I'll be back on here. I don't know if this is true, but I want to find out. When you give birth, I saw this on Twitter. Like I said, I'm checking with y'all. I'm fact checking with y'all. I'm not going to say just take some stupid ass information and run with it. But they say when you give birth, you're giving your child because skin-to-skin contact is used to help parents and the child connect. It's basically a bonding method, and they charge you in the hospital for it. They charge you to hold your baby. And I know them hospital bills gotta be like $1,000 or more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, you know, we're populating the world. I don't think $1,000 is gonna cover it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. We're gonna work for that. Essentially, that person's gonna have to work, and, you know, it's not, I don't know. I don't know what to say there, but that's just crazy. Can we stop charging for everything? You know what I'm saying? Can we be happy? But at the end of the day, you know, you don't want overpopulation. I don't even know if that's possible sometimes, but it is. You've seen Full House, right? It's like, nah. That was a dumb joke. But I'll see y'all later. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to do this live episode. And yeah, see y'all.